Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 283, 6 Simple Ways to Lose Belly Fat, based on science, part 2, by Chris Gunners with AuthorityNutrition.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, your narrator of blogs covering health and fitness. I read to you from some of the most popular blogs out there, with author permission, of course. Now, today's post from Authority Nutrition is a continuation from yesterday. I read the first half in episode 282, and today is part 2. So if you're new here or skipping around, you'll probably want to hear that episode first. But for the rest of you, let's hear part 2 as we optimize your life. 6 Simple Ways to Lose Belly Fat, based on science, part 2, by Chris Gunners with AuthorityNutrition.com. 3. Cut carbs from your diet. Carb restriction is a very effective way to lose fat. This is supported by numerous studies. When people cut carbs, their appetite goes down and they lose weight. Over 20 randomized controlled trials have now shown that low-carb diets lead to 2 to 3 times more weight loss than low-fat diets. This is true even when the low-carb groups are allowed to eat as much as they want, while the low-fat groups are calorie-restricted and hungry. Low-carb diets also lead to quick reductions in water weight, which gives people near-instant results. A major difference on the scale is often seen within a few days. There are also studies comparing low-carb and low-fat diets, showing that low-carb diets specifically target the fat in the belly and around the organs and liver. What this means is that a particularly high proportion of the fat lost on a low-carb diet is the dangerous and disease-promoting abdominal fat. Just avoiding the refined carbs, white breads, white pastas, etc., should be sufficient, especially if you keep your protein high. However, if you need to lose weight fast, then consider dropping your carbs down to 50 grams per day. This will put your body into ketosis, killing your appetite and making your body start burning primarily fats for fuel. Of course, low-carb diets have many other health benefits besides just weight loss. They can have life-saving effects in those with type 2 diabetes, for example. Bottom line, studies have shown that low-carb diets are particularly effective at getting rid of the fat in the belly area, around the organs, and in the liver. 4. Eat foods rich in fiber, especially viscous fiber. Dietary fiber is mostly indigestible plant matter. It is often claimed that eating plenty of fiber can help with weight loss. This is true, but it's important to keep in mind that not all fiber is created equal. It seems to be mostly the soluble and viscous fibers that have an effect on your weight. These are fibers that bind water and form a thick gel that sits in the gut. This gel can dramatically slow the movement of food through your stomach and small bowel and slow down the digestion and absorption of nutrients. The end result is a prolonged feeling of fullness and reduced appetite. One review study found that an additional 14 grams of fiber per day were linked to a 10% decrease in calorie intake and a weight loss of 2 kilograms, or about 4.5 pounds, over 4 months. In one 5-year study, eating 10 grams of soluble fiber per day was linked to a 3.7% reduction in the amount of fat in the abdominal cavity, but it had no effect on the amount of fat under the skin. What this implies is that soluble fiber may be particularly effective at reducing the harmful belly fat. The best way to get more fiber is to eat a lot of plant foods like vegetables and fruit. Legumes are also a good source, as well as some cereals like oats. Then you could also try taking a fiber supplement, like glucomannan. This is one of the most viscous dietary fibers in existence, and has been shown to cause weight loss in many studies. Bottom line, there is some evidence that soluble dietary fiber may lead to reduced amounts of belly fat, which could cause major improvements in metabolic health. 5. Exercise is very effective at reducing belly fat. Exercise is important for various reasons. It is among the best things you can do if you want to live a long, healthy life and avoid disease. Getting into all of the amazing health benefits of exercise is beyond the scope of this article, but exercise does appear to be effective at reducing belly fat. However, keep in mind that I'm not talking about abdominal exercises here. Spot reduction, which is losing fat in one spot on the body, is not possible, and doing endless amounts of crunches will not make you lose fat from the belly. In one study, 6 weeks of training just the abdominal muscles had no measurable effect on waist circumference or the amount of fat in the abdominal cavity. That being said, other types of exercises can be very effective. Aerobic exercise, like walking, running, swimming, etc., has been shown to cause major reductions in belly fat in numerous studies. Another study found that exercise completely prevented people from regaining abdominal fat after weight loss, implying that exercise is particularly important during weight maintenance. Exercise also leads to reduced inflammation, blood sugar levels, and all the other metabolic abnormalities that are associated with central obesity. Bottom line, exercise can be very effective if you're trying to lose belly fat. Exercise also has a number of other health benefits. 6. Track your foods and figure out exactly what and how much you are eating. What you eat is important. Pretty much everyone knows this. However, surprisingly, most people actually don't have a clue what they are really eating. People think they're eating high protein or low carb or whatever, but tend to drastically over or underestimate. I think that for anyone who truly wants to optimize their diet, tracking things for a while is absolutely essential. It doesn't mean you need to weigh and measure everything for the rest of your life, but doing it every now and then for a few days in a row can help you realize where you need to make changes. If you want to boost your protein intake to 25 to 30% of your total calories each day, as recommended before, just eating more protein-rich foods won't cut it. You need to actually measure and fine-tune in order to reach that goal. I personally do this every few months. I weigh and measure everything I eat to see what my current diet looks like. Then, I know exactly where to make adjustments in order to get closer to my goals. You just listened to part two of the post titled, 6 Simple Ways to Lose Belly Fat, Based on Science, by Chris Gunners with AuthorityNutrition.com. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
All right, my comments. I completely agree with tracking what you eat. One of the best ways to get back on track with weight loss, to get back on track with any new habit you've been trying to form, is to record your behavior, record what you eat, record what you're doing, whatever. And as Chris mentioned, if you just do it for a couple of days or a few days in a row, that's often enough to get you back on track. Exercise. Yep, absolutely right. Exercise is so important when it comes to losing weight and keeping the weight off. What's remarkable about exercise is what we call like the afterburn effect. So not only do you burn calories, of course, when you're working out, but afterwards, especially if it's high intensity, you continue to burn some of those extra calories. And yes, don't bother with spot reduction. Don't think you're going to get a six pack just by doing sit-ups and crunches all day long. You've got to incorporate other types of activity to help burn off that belly fat. And I love that he mentioned incorporating more fiber in your diet. Yes, fiber helps you feel more full. Fiber actually helps reduce risk for type 2 diabetes. It makes our cells more responsive to insulin, which is fantastic. Something that wasn't mentioned in the article is fiber is so important for keeping our gut microbiome, those good bacteria in our gut, healthy. Healthy gut bacteria has been associated with proper body weight and helping with weight loss. But the last thing I want to address is cutting carbs from your diet. When it comes to low-carb diets and the research, what we're learning is they do appear to be superior in the short term when compared to low-fat diets, for example. Now, remember, my research was actually comparing a low-carb diet to a high-fiber diet to see which one was best for weight loss, blood lipids, all of that fun stuff. Now, we did find that a low-carb diet was better for weight loss, but it came with a couple of catches. One is those on the low-carb diet, yes, they increased their protein intake, and we allowed them to increase their protein using any means they wanted, red meat, bacon, you name it. And sure enough, at the end of the year, what we found is they lost more weight, but their cholesterol was not great. And so they were still at an increased risk for cardiovascular disease, for example. And something else we discovered was it was really hard for people to follow a low-carb diet for a long period of time. When researchers are running a study, they often incentivize their participants. They pay them or they feed them. This allows for an increased motivation for participants. They want to follow the diet more strictly. They'll show up for follow-up visits with their dietitian or nutritionist. But what happens when the money goes? What happens when the study is over? What we find is people revert back to their old behaviors. And so when it comes to long-term weight loss, cutting carbs may not always be the best route. So what I would recommend, and Chris did mention this, is think about cutting back on your refined carbohydrates, the white breads, white pastas, white rice. That's probably more important. So instead of concentrating on, oh, I only need 50 grams of carbs today, you're going to feel pretty miserable and it's hard to maintain that. Instead, think about cutting back on your quantity of refined carbohydrates, replacing white rice with wild rice. Frosted Flakes, which is my niece's favorite cereal ever, for Frosted Shredded Mini Wheats, which is higher in fiber, that soluble fiber. Those little tricks, I think, will help you be more successful. All right, that's enough out of me for today. I hope you're having a great week. Thank you, as always, for listening. Thank you for subscribing and sharing this show with a friend or family member. I'll be back tomorrow with a post from regular contributor Nia Shanks. So I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.